Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and the first 4 verses. Elders, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, and so on. Now, does Peter mean by this is an abrupt change of gear here, does he mean by this talk of old men, the elders, does he mean old men? Well, the word could mean that. But here in the context, it means rulers, guides, teachers, shepherds of the flock of God. Yes, of course, the ecclesia is a place for the mutual exercise of all the gifts of the Spirit amongst all the believers, the mutual profitable instruction between each other. But there must be overseers, guides, rulers, teachers, shepherds. Of course, it can be older men, as he mentions later on, verse 5, young men in the same way be submissive to those who are older. He's talking about age there. But he's also talking about maturity, and this is the point here. These mature teachers, governors of the church. But there's no rank here. Let's be clear about this. And this is not against in any way or in any way interfering with that mutual horizontal exercise of the gift of instruction and reproof and rebuke and correction and love, hospitality and so on. Well, there's no rank. Peter is not pulling rank here. He's writing as an apostle, but he still calls himself in verse 1 a fellow elder. But look at the words he uses to describe these men. They are shepherds. Verse 2, they care for the flock. They care for the young, the weak, the afflicted. They're looking out for the flock. They love the sheep. They're overseers. They're doing this willingly, Peter says. You must do it willingly. It's a hard work, as well as a hard work, heart and heart. But you must do it willingly, governing, ruling, in a kindly way, not this heavy, domineering, lording it over God's people. Don't lord over God. Well, Peter says that especially, verse 3, not lording over those entrusted you as a trust, but being examples to the flock. Not money. People can do it as a professional. It's a way of earning money. Doing it for a fee. Lording it with power, dominance, rank, status. Oh, Pastor Bill will do this. Will Pastor Bill take that? Or will Pastor Bill sit here or whatever it might be? It's a trust, verse 3. It's an example, verse 3. It's a life to be lived. It's rather just standing in a pulpit and orating, doing a monologue. Eager for what? Be eager, says Peter. Eager for money, power, rank, status, name, kudos, title, all that goes hand in hand with this. No, says Peter, be eager to serve, like John 13. Christ says, I've done this, so now you know what to do. If I, your master, have done this, then you know what to do for each other, even to washing feet. Don't make an institution of this, but the attitude is what Christ means and what Peter means here. And Christ is the chief shepherd. Oh, there is rank, yes, but Christ is the king, not the pastor. Not the pastor emeritus, not this man, the arch-parish pastor, the chief pastor, the head pastor, the senior pastor, all these ranks we have, the reverends and all the nonsense of it. Oh, God deliver us from it. One would think that Christ had never said, don't take these titles. I've written about it. The pastor, does he exist? I've tried to say about this in the priesthood of all believers, and so on. What a picture. A crown coming for those of glory who serve in a way which is loving and sincere and gentle, but full of authority and power of the Spirit. What a contrast to Christendom. And it's in the evangelical world, it's in the Reformed world. It's there very strongly, all this clergy business and all this rank and all this pastorism. Oh, we need to get back to this spirit here, that we do have shepherds, we do have under-shepherds, we do have carers, but Christ is the great shepherd. But he does use these men. God raise up such men to be able mature teachers in the church, but in the right spirit to the glory of God. What a wonderful picture. May it be so in our experience. May God's blessing be upon this word.